Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rodeo Time with Dale Brisby. I'm the man, your man, Dale Brisby, not only the host of the show, the owner of Radiator Ranch, the mayor of Winnebago, but these two guys, boss. I've got with me today Mr. Donnie Daytona, Mr. Wesley Snipes Janes, a.k.a. Westfer, a.k.a. we'll go over that later. So today we're going to talk about these guys' experience here at Radiator Ranch, what they think about not only Dale Brisby, but riding bulls and punching fools, rodeo, the whole vibe. These guys came to be on Radiator Ranch because they reached out to your boy, DB. They hit me up in the DM. They slid in the DMs. Donnie, how many other people's DMs did you slide into that day?
Oh, counting your mom, probably two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, he's gotten that comfortable, folks.
Starting off early with the joke.
Can you twist so that the camera there can see me? Just a smidge.
Are we
there
live?
You go.
Is this live?
Like, yeah, it's
okay.
Live.
Okay.
This is real life.
Okay.
So how many other people did you DM that day?
Zero, because I was at work.
So just me?
Just you.
What were you doing at work?
I was sitting around the truck, not working.
Okay, now you told me that you were slightly inebriated when you reached out to me.
The first message I sent.
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that came up is because I've come to realize that Donnie Daytona is not the kind of guy I would see reaching out to someone and move 5 states away to go work for him. Is that a fair assessment?
I mean, yes and no. I knew that, like, I needed a change, and I needed to get out of where I was at. But you're saying that you don't think I care enough about anything to go do something, correct?
Like, yes.
I mean, that maybe that's just how I let people perceive me. But, you know, deep down, I care. I care. Obviously, I'm here. I'm doing it.
Right.
He cares. He just doesn't show it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Not everything.
Ever.
Not everything needs a reaction.
Can you twist so one of the cameras can see a little bit? Just a little bit of the side profile. Okay. Right now. You need. I mean, kind of just.
So I got to stare into this light.
This is not a perfect setup. It's a work in progress. Yeah. We're literally using a spur board to hold up one of the cameras. All right.
What a perfect tripod.
We're not going to let perfection stand in the way of getting a good story. And the story is these interns. What, Wesley, do you feel like... was Dale Brisby more mean or less mean than you anticipated when you... after, let's say, 3 weeks of being here?
3 weeks. He was... he was slightly...
You could say you. I like to refer to myself in the fourth person, but you can direct me as
fourth
sir.
Sir Brisby, I would say you were about what I expected.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Do you feel like you met, exceeded, or were below my expectations of you?
Recently or when I first started? Because that's a difference.
I would say on average.
on average, I would say I exceed your expectations. On average.
Okay.
There are times where I go above your expectations, and sometimes maybe I fall a little short. Maybe sometimes I go 89 and not 90.
All right, Donnie. Wes.
Why are you laughing so much?
Has Wes exceeded, met, or below my expectations?
I feel like Wes really exceeded your expectations before I got here.
Okay.
I feel like...
What about after you got here?
I feel like... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but...
We're talking about Wes. Just what are
on
your
average
thoughts?
I think he does good. Yes.
Okay.
I feel like he does good.
What are your thoughts on Wes across the board here at Rodeo? You know what? That's a little too personal. We'll get into that later. Wes and Donnie have two different jobs. Donnie is the VP of influencer marketing.
The merch guy.
The merch man.
The merch guy.
And Wes is the assistant to the ranch manager, Radiator
assistant
Ranch.
Assistant ranch manager.
Manager. So they both do jobs that involve everything, you know, the t-shirts, the booths, the, you know, cows.
The what?
Cows.
Oh,
that's not the word.
T-shirts, booths.
Booths.
We do
booths.
Like, what'd you think I said?
Utter.
That's between you and whatever you do after 5 o'clock. Normally, these two guys have to stay later than that.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, they both do well in their job description. Okay, here's an interesting question that I think a lot of interns, I know the answer. What about your job description is different than you thought it would be when you got here?
There is not nearly as much ranching as I expected. Don't get me wrong. There is a lot of ranch work to be done.
Yeah.
But the t-shirts, that's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of folding to be done.
Yeah, so you thought you were going to be like just...
I thought it was wild rags and spurs and
chafed
stovetops all day.
You thought you were going to work for John Anderson at the Double O, and you're going to drive all them herds of Belfouche.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, there are a lot of stovetops, wild rags, but DB's the one wearing them.
Right.
And right. You can't just blaze into Radiator Ranch on the bottom of the totem pole and just expect to be stage front cowboy, you know, like just the, you know. So there's other things that go into that. Like you gotta work at the warehouse. You got to clean out the tack room. You got to feed some stock. You got to, you know, there's some other job. There's another job coming that you guys haven't done yet that you're not going to be excited about. I'm going to wait till the spring. You'll know it when you see it, but I'm not even going to tell you right now. That'll be a whole video in and of itself. What do you think is different than what you expected, Donnie?
Honestly, like, it was pretty close. I knew, like, we had a conversation before I came about the size of the ranch. So, and I knew about, like, from what you had told me, I knew what that entailed as far as work in the ranch. The warehouse is definitely a lot bigger than I ever expected. We're doing a lot more business than I ever expected.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's what we're all about here is exceeding expectations at Rodeo Time Incorporated. I love to be underestimated. I'm unsatisfied. That's why I'm so optimistic. Now, we've talked about you guys DMing, how you got here, what you thought, what was different. You've been here, you've like 10 months and 8 months, something like that. You've both recently graduated to employees. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's give it up.
Appreciate
give yourselves
it.
A round of applause. I just started the slow clap. Anyway, if you watch Rodeo Time on YouTube, the video version of this podcast, essentially you get to see Donnie, who has been here lesser time than Wes. Donnie actually became an employee first by doing what, Donnie?
I rode John out of the trailer like a G.
Like a G.
Like a G.
And got his ankle turned back 180 degrees the other direction. Super fast recovery from that injury. miraculous, actually. So, anyhow, we put that on Instagram. Unanimous, the audience said, hey, this guy needs to be an employee. Wes then had to do what to become an employee?
I had to one-up him, so I had to ride Rickle out of the trailer in a wiener outfit.
Just one word answer, Donnie. Do you feel like he one-upped you?
No.
Wrong.
Not at all.
Wrong.
You don't think so? Okay. Well, we don't want to hear your one word answer. He said not at all.
I said no first.
You feel like you did one-up him?
I do. I do for sure.
And not just because you're 2 feet taller than him.
No, I think that bull was not turned around in the trailer.
Oh, yours came. You came out backwards.
It came out backwards.
Okay.
On top of that, I couldn't see anything out of that hot dog suit, and
two added levels of difficulty.
Right,
Donnie. We may have to have another challenge soon to see who's higher on the totem pole.
Well, obviously I'm higher because Donnie can't even reach the little kid journal in the bathroom.
Must be this tall to ride the ride. So, you've both graduated to employees. What can potential interns do to join the team? Let us know what we've got going on right now at this moment. You guys are checking DMs.
Every day, yeah. They're slam-packed videos, 1 to 2 minute videos telling us about themselves. And there are a lot of them to weed through.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of videos. So we're holding a intern competition to figure out who's going to be the next top intern.
Yeah, so there's a competition coming. We're not sure when because we've got to fill the slots for the contestants.
Right.
Basically, Wes and Donnie are in charge of choosing somewhere around 6, give or take 2. I mean, because it could be 4, it could be 8. It just depends on the contestants, who's good enough to do it. But they're going to be choosing contestants to come to the ranch. You've got to get yourself here. You will get a bundle of free Daleware once you get here. And then you're going to compete, go through a series of challenges to find out who's going to be Dale Brisby's next top intern.
I got people from asking if we support work visas trying to come over from, like, the UK and stuff and do an internship.
Yeah, I've had people from Canada
I mean,
and
if
Mexico.
You can, if they can get over here, I'm down. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not excited about doing a ton of paperwork to get them here.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely, we will not turn away. If you can get over here, let's do it. A lot of people have wondered if women – we've never had a woman intern here. I'm definitely not opposed to females. We have more females on payroll than we do males.
Women are probably overqualified for the intern.
Absolutely.
Is why they, there's never been one.
You do not have to ride bulls.
I didn't think I was going to ride bulls when I came here.
So we'll end the intern requirements. I'm going to wrap that up because it's going to segue into our next topic. Essentially, if you want to be an intern, send Donnie Daytona on Instagram or Wes Janes on Instagram, a 1 or 2 minute video telling us why you would be the next top intern. The video is probably not going to go anywhere, so don't put too much thought into it. You don't have to like edit something on iMovie.
Yeah.
You can, and it might help you, but you don't have to. Like, don't let that stop you from making the video. So send that to them ASAP. Now, getting into bull riding. Neither one of you had ever ridden bulls before. You'd both been on a few horses. But tell me what you, we'll start with you, Donnie. Tell me kind of what you think about bull riding now that you've been on 30 or so head.
I'm just now like really starting to enjoy it. At first, like I said, I never really expected to get on bulls when I came down here and, got on that first one, John, I think, and he just ran and that was neat. And I like, it was a rush. I was like, I don't know. And then Cody Custer brought all them bulls, and we started getting on them. And I was like, okay, so we're starting to do a little bit something with this. And now, like, I'm starting to get to where I can really relate form to while I'm on bulls. And I'm really starting to have a good time with it. So I think I'm just now starting to enjoy it, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Tell me about the mindset, like, during the 8 to 10 seconds – while you're on the bull, or 3 seconds, no offense. What goes through your mind, and is that what you thought it would be?
No, I don't know. I don't know what I expected it to be, but just while I'm on, it's just stay in the middle and keep jumping forward, stay in front of your rope is really all I'm trying to think about, and
yeah,
keep my feet in them.
Yep. Wes, you got here first, got on John first, rode John really good, rode 5.11 good, went backwards for a few days, a few rides.
Right, real backwards.
Do you feel like that had something to do with Baxter turning your ankle around?
Yeah, I think I had it a little bit in my mindset that it was like a reality check, like, okay, yeah, we were getting on not like crazy bulls. Like, they're not PBR bulls, but when he turned my ankle back, it was like, oh, this is bull riding. It's not just some little joke we're doing. Like, it's a legit thing. But after I got over that little hump, I mean, I got my mind back right, got a couple bulls under me, got back to the fundamentals, and we're back to it.
Wes, do you feel like you're a better bull rider than Donnie?
Wow, just going to throw me on the spot like that.
Yeah, I am. Starting with you.
I think we have different strengths.
Okay, Donnie, do you feel like you're a better bull rider than Wes?
No comment.
Donnie, if you had to come up with a reason why Wes ain't no cowboy, what would it be?
No comment.
Wes, why is Donnie not no cowboy? Double negative, I know, but why is he ain't no cowboy?
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up. I said I wasn't, but I'm going to.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong. I love Chucks or Converse or whatever you want to call them. But this man has a pair of Converse that he wears every day that, like Brett Favre, should have retired way before he did. So I think it's time for some new tinny runners.
That makes me no cowboy.
Okay, so
I ride bulls.
Do you retract your previous no comment remark? Why is Wes no cowboy?
Give it to me. I can take it.
Gross.
He's got me. I don't know. I can't.
Nothing. You don't know?
No.
Wow. I think that's the first time Donnie didn't have something to say.
Moving on. Hey, dude. Easy on my podcast equipment, Wes.
Sorry.
All right. What has bull riding taught you about life?
Dude, get tough because it comes hard and fast. That's what she said.
Come on, Donnie.
Wow.
This is a kid's show.
Kid's show.
I could see it in your sunglasses that you were getting ready to say.
No, I was not. This is a kid's show. Wes, what has bull riding taught you about life?
Separates the boys from the men.
What section do you think you're a part of?
Grown men.
Yeah, are you gonna ride in the little britches, or are you gonna ride in the like AMI circuit, NFR circuit?
We definitely know that if this like trailer bucking goes full scale, that he ain't gonna be part of that.
He ain't gonna be part of the man circuit. Yeah. It's gonna be the little guy circuit, little britches.
I don't think riding out of a trailer necessarily makes you a man.
That doesn't define who you are, okay?
Oh,
if riding a bull out of a trailer decides whether you're a man or not.
I don't want to be a man.
Oh, goodness. I forgot what I was about to ask you. Okay. What's been your favorite video that you've been in, Wes?
Probably the first time JB showed up, and it was like unexpected, unannounced, and he just showed up, and we decided to buck him.
That's been your favorite, even by some of the backlash on that, whether we are or aren't going to talk about it?
Yeah, it was definitely my favorite now because I think it just really defined me as a Radiator Ranch intern.
Yeah, it just
kind of sealed that deal for me.
Sealed the deal where you had to live, right here in the bunkhouse.
What was the backlash?
Donnie, if you don't know, you've been here 8 months.
Wow.
All right, we'll talk about this later. Because he was shown holding a beer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which you didn't even drink, actually.
I didn't. I literally just held it.
So, anyway, Dale Brisby, Randy Kateri, J.B. Mooney, three great bull riders. Don't hesitate. Which one have you learned more from, Donnie?
J.B.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, J.B., like, when he wants to teach you something, he teaches you something. He may not always be like in your.
Oh, I see what you mean. And with me, you got to like earn it more. So I don't just give you the information. You got to earn it with me. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's not really what I was saying about JB. Like he doesn't always put it out there he doesn't always say it, but when he says it, he like really, you know what he's talking about.
Wes.
I'd have to say Randy.
What?
Yeah, I'd have to say Randy. I mean, he has a lot of gold nuggets in there. That's just
Randy's another good one.
Yeah,
he was close. Like I wanted to say,
it's like
first.
Randy, JB, and then DB for me. But you're top three, so
Yeah.
It's only three of us in the running.
No, Leroy. Leroy's there.
Yeah, Leroy.
So y'all got Leroy at fourth?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, Leroy will tell you stuff
because he
sometimes.
Never talks.
Yeah, when he does talk, he'll say one thing one time, and then he'll tell you, well, why didn't you do it this way? Well, I just did it the way you told me to do it.
he's using you as his guinea pig. He's just trying things out. He's like, I'm going to tell him this and see. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Okay, rodeo trivia. Wes, I'm going to start with you. Who won the world in 2019 in the bareback ride?
Come on, man.
Da-na-na-na. Clayton Bigelow.
Yeah, Bigelow, man.
Yeah, right. You knew that.
Donnie.
You
did. Donnie, who won the world in the saddle bronc riding?
Dang.
You don't get to Google it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know, Wes?
No.
Okay.
But the question wasn't mine to answer.
Zeke Thurston.
Yeah,
all right. Thurston.
I did know Clayton Bigelow.
Somebody answer this one first. Who won their 25th world title?
It was in rope. It was
Trevor Brazil.
Yeah, he got you there. Yeah. Who won the world in the bull riding?
Why do you have to put us on the
No,
on the
shush,
spot?
Shush.
Did you just shush me on a podcast?
Shut your mouth.
Gosh dang it!
Shut
I'm not
your
gonna
mouth.
Be able to think of his name though.
Why is this?
He's got.
Shut your mouth.
Hold on. Gosh dang it!
Yeah.
No,
I'll tell y'all here in a second why
it.
This is
don't
so funny.
It. Don't say it. You don't get service in here.
I was told to shush, so I'm going to shush.
You don't know the answer, though.
But
if you knew the answer, you would talk.
I was told to shush.
Guys, you were in Vegas when this happened.
Yes, I know. I can't believe I can't think of his freaking name right now.
Gosh, is it like right there? Is it like?
Oh, my gosh. Finally.
Kimsey and Wright claim the gold.
Sage, I can't believe it.
Finally.
Kimsey.
The PSN is on the table.
I was like, wait a minute. He just put something on top.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at this.
All right. Who won the all-round?
Oh, Wright. The youngest one.
Ryder?
No.
Who is the youngest? There's so many of them. It's like they have their own compound.
The youngest.
Stetson.
Okay. At least y'all got that one.
Turn
okay.
your phone off.
Well, it's okay. Do you know who won the world in the bull riding in 2018?
Dale Brisby.
No.
Oh.
Sage Kimsey?
Yes, he did. Who won the bronc riding?
Right.
Wade Sundale. It's okay, guys. That's all right. Those are tough questions. I thought you might get them because you were in Vegas while it happened, but you guys were working.
We were both live.
Quack. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Do you guys have any closing remarks on your experience in the last several months as an intern for Dale Brisby? Wrap it up in one sentence. What has your internship been like?
Bad to the bone.
Okay. Now, life advice, Donnie. I'll come back to you. Wes, wrap up your experience being Dale Brisby's intern.
Being an intern for Dale Brisby, keeps it 90. That's about all I got.
What's your life advice, Donnie?
Be gnarly.
Wes?
Life advice. I got nothing. You put
I
me on the
you were going to say be dangerous.
Be dangerous, yeah, but then it'd be like piggybacking off of him. I was like.
Y'all piggyback on each other all the time.
Oh, this is something you taught me.
Okay.
Pay attention because it don't cost you a dime.
That's it. That's our 2020 mantra. Pay attention. It don't cost you a dime. Olson, we're on to the next one. Always give 100% unless you're donating blood. Pow to the pow. Look us up on Rodeo Time, Instagram. Check out the vlog, Dale Brisby's YouTube channel, TikTok, Twitter, and here on podcast. I'm Dale Brisby, and now I'm on to the next one.